Welcome to Inside MTV Siesta Key. I'm Laura Finaldi.
And I'm Anna Bryson.
Welcome back, guys. This is episode 2, season 3 of Siesta Key on MTV. Thanks so much for listening. And we're excited to talk about this episode. What did you think about it? We just watched it not too long ago.
It was insane. Lots of violence.
Yeah. I mean, when was the last time there was something so violent that happened on the show?
The first episode ever in season 1?
Who
was... Or was that the second?
Who got in a fight? Do you remember?
Amanda punched Chloe.
Oh!
That.
Duh, yeah. It was pretty wild. From what I remember, I can't remember ever seeing... I know Juliet, they showed that clip of her and Kelsey, like, going at it over Alex, but I don't really remember that. But, I mean, there's been a lot of yelling and screaming, but... Yeah, pretty crazy.
Getting physical now.
Yeah, I know. I mean, is there any drama we need to catch up on from the week that we saw, like, online? I mean, the only thing I can think of is just Juliet did, like, a Instagram story a few days ago where she was talking about, like, she was with Robbie and they were doing press or they were just hanging out together. And she mentioned how, like, she kind of made up the fact that, like, Kara may have... hooked up with another reality TV star. Like, she just made it up because she thought it was interesting. So that was kind of wild. But other than that, I can't think of anything. Oh, yeah.
Pauly's Instagram story of Juliet. He said, so last week, this nutty little nervous wreck started running her mouth about me and my grandma. Well, two can play at that game. Only difference is what I'm about to say is real and true. Next story. Before I get started on the story, keep in mind Juliet has been, quote, dating this low-life loser Robbie for over 6 months. Wonder what that's about.
Yeah, because I think Pauly accused Juliet of, like, when she found out that Alex's girlfriend Alyssa was pregnant, like, calling Pauly and sobbing, crying, and saying, like, oh, I've heard bad stuff can happen to the baby in the first, like, couple of weeks or something. Did you see that? I sent that to you last night.
No.
Yeah, so basically Polly's saying, like, she's an evil person because she's, like, hoping that something bad's going to happen to, like, their baby, which we don't know if that's true or not. All we know is that Pauly posted it and he, like, put her on blast. But he posts stuff about Juliet all the time, so who knows?
Salty.
What do you think about all the illusions that they have in the show about Juliet and Alex? Like, whenever she talks about Robbie, she's like, well, it's helping me get over Alex. Like, what do you think about that?
Seems kind of like a foreshadowing.
Yeah.
That he's going to be back with her.
I know.
Hope not, but seems like it.
I know, but, like, he has a new girlfriend. So I guess they haven't shown that on the show yet, but
yeah,
we'll see. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So, starts off with Ish getting coffee for Madison.
Ish.
Yay, Ish. At her house with Chloe. Apparently they live together now. Did you see that coming?
No.
Yeah. Weird, right? And then there's the splicing it in with Brandon and Jared and Garrett playing beer pong and calling Ish, like, old man Ish.
That was so sad.
Yeah.
Like, the only thing they have against him is that he's old. So what?
He's not even that old.
He's really not.
He's 46. She's 25.
I mean, come on. We've all done worse than that.
It's not that. I mean, sure. It's like, sure. It is a big age difference. But, like, she's an adult.
And people do that all the time.
Yeah. She moved out to L.A. and they struck it up and you fall in love. What are you going to do?
Yep.
It's love. So, yeah. I mean, I just don't like how they were calling him names and stuff. Like, it was, I mean, Wade made the point earlier about how producers probably told them to say it because they were all so cheesy, like, old man-ish, like, gotta get out of his recliner.
They're not smart enough to think of that themselves.
Yeah. And, like, it's not funny.
No.
It's not even
at
funny.
All. Not even funny.
Like, everyone's weird about it. I don't know. But anyway, there's more. We'll get into that more later. But, so then, Juliet and Robbie on their jet skis. And apparently Robbie owns an influencing business, like a, I don't know.
How does that even work? I mean, you can't just be an influencer and sell dumb green tea stuff. You have to have your own business for it.
I guess.
What's the world coming to?
I don't know, but it's like definitely a subsector of like a way to make money. Like there's models, right? Like the Gigi Hadids of the world. And then there's influencers, which are different, but it's like more like everyday people can suddenly become models because of Instagram.
Like us.
I know, like us. Watch out
watch
for
out,
it, people.
Guys.
Watch
it's
out.
Coming.
But so then, of course, Robbie really seems to light up when Juliet tells him how many likes.
Oh my God. That was so. God, just where are your priorities at? He's like, oh, it got this many likes and oh, this many people sent it. Wow. Wow.
Tell them about the metrics, Anna. The metrics on Instagram photos.
Oh, yeah. So Laura and I, we switched our Instagrams last week to be business so we can see all the metrics. And it's kind of scary. Like, I didn't want to know all of this. Yeah. Like, one of my photos had like 60 people saved it. What are you doing?
That's like so weird.
I don't
want
to know that. Like, God.
So weird to me.
It's weirdos.
Yeah. And I don't know. I mean, this is Robbie's life, I guess. And I mean, it's a good way to make money if you're really good looking, right?
Yeah.
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 I mean, I would. If I was ridiculously good looking, I would totally do that. But then Juliet's like, oh my God, Robbie, I had this like savage caption planned. It was going to say new man who diss.
Never seen that one before.
And I'm like, wow, that is so savage. Oh my God. Fighting words.
How long did it take you to think of that?
I know.
Like nobody's ever said it before.
So also Robbie says he hasn't had a serious relationship since JoJo on The Bachelorette. And then he tells Juliet he loves her.
That was so awkward. It was so awkward.
Yeah. I mean,
and she didn't say it back.
No, she goes, that's definitely diving in, but I love it.
Ugh, God.
I feel like she's not super into him. What do you think?
I don't get that vibe, no.
I think she likes him, but I think she's in love with Alex, and she's looking for a distraction, and that's what Rob... And then she said so much herself, like in the, mm-hmm. you know, the talking over whatever that voiceovers. Okay, so then we see Madison, her dad, and Ish at Pier 22 in downtown Bradenton, which Wade was really excited about because he lives in Bradenton. Wade's our entertainment editor, and we love downtown Bradenton, as we said on the last podcast, so pretty exciting for Bradenton to get some love. And then this crazy scene unfolds where Madison's crying, and, you know, so what do you think about this scene?
So her father was being, I thought, really unfair.
Mm-hmm.
And again, it's nothing is wrong with Ish. It's just his age.
Right. Right.
And he said, what is the rude thing he said about like,
do you see him as a father figure? Is he a father figure to you?
I hate that. I mean, personally, I just hate when people make like jokes about daddy issues. They're always,
yeah.
There's always has to be some allusion to that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not what it's about.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. And if she does have daddy issues, whose fault is that? Dad? You know? I mean, like, what right does he have to say that?
I don't think Madison's looking for a father figure. Clearly, she has a really strong relationship with her parents. She says, I want to make you and Mom happy. So it doesn't seem like that's the case. And also, they're in love. But her dad definitely picks up on something. He says, Madison, he's going to be, like, really old when you're 39 or whatever, and Madison was like, we're not thinking about that, and her dad was like, yes you are, otherwise you wouldn't have brought him here, which is true. That's true.
Yeah, that is something that's really hard to think about when you're with someone who's older.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, love is love.
Yeah, they're in love. I mean, good for them. They're cute together, and Ish, I think, was prepared for that exchange because he's very, very calm the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so her dad is like, Madison, keep an open mind. And Ish is like, I think everyone here should keep an open mind.
Yeah, that was a good clapback.
Yeah.
A nice, respectful clapback.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, sure.
Good job, Ish.
Yeah, good job. Once again, we love Ish. Big fan. So then we get a wonderful scene with Amanda and Brandon, which to me, they are like, in terms of things that are interesting about this show, they're almost at the bottom. They're the second from the bottom for me.
Yep.
So they're riding around some vehicle that they've rented. I don't know what it is. Is that like a go-kart?
Oh, it was weird. Yeah. Like a tiny blue mobile.
They're all just like having a great time, zipping around the streets. So that's fun for them. But yeah, I mean, so then they go get a drink and Amanda's like, I know it's good for you because you have a spicy side, which...
Oh, while she's feeding him the jalapeno from her drink. So good.
Oh, Amanda. So, you know, she's got a point, but I also think Brandon seems comfortable with, like, a sweeter girl. He looked terrified of Amanda.
Yeah, he looked very uncomfortable. She's super confident. The eye contact, she did not break it. And he was like,
yeah.
Internally, I think.
He was definitely scared of her.
Yeah.
Like, he was, like, shrinking. Like, his face is, like, twitching a little. And she's glaring at him, like, never breaking the eye contact. And it was just hysterical. And I'm like, oh, Brandon, you don't know what you're getting yourself into. So that was... And, I mean, she said, I'll keep you distracted, so that's great.
Well, but she didn't like him the first time. Why does she like him all of a sudden now?
I really don't know. I mean, have we seen a lot of, like, love interest stuff with Amanda? Not really, because she's not a main character on the show. So, I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. Casting. Whatever. So Kelsey and Juliet are roommates now. They're throwing a housewarming party, which, you know, every episode of the show has to, like, be leading up to a party. So they have a really nice apartment or house, I thought. And then we have Brandon and Madison talking on, it looks like a dock or a pier or something, like on a beach. I couldn't tell what beach it was. There's a lot of locations I couldn't figure out in this episode.
Yeah.
Like, the Tiki Bar may have been Casey Key Fish House. It may have been Evie's Spanish Point. And then I know that I saw somewhere that the place where the guys were all playing beer pong at the beginning was the Sarasota Mob. Couldn't tell for sure. But anyway, so they're talking and he's kind of calling her out and saying, what's the deal with you and Ish? How did this happen? Like, I thought we were going to be a thing. And he's just kind of getting mad at her. So what do you think?
Yeah, and he was saying that she's lying and she about the timeline of everything. She explained that she kind of had a crush on him when he was a producer on the show, but she never thought that this was going to happen. And basically, he was kind of calling her a cheater.
Yeah, I mean, she said, are you calling me a cheater? He's like, no, but then he was kind of accusing her of lying to him about the timeline, which I think is just... way for him to feel better about the situation.
Yeah.
So I don't think it has any credence to it at all. I don't really think they were serious. I mean, it didn't seem like they were serious at the end of the season. But then, of course, Madison goes on Twitter last night and, like, posts photos of Brandon, like, doing stuff with other girls, like, during the time she was in L.A., and she's like, looks like you were doing just fine.
Oh, what? I didn't see that.
Yeah, she posted it on Twitter.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Fighting words from Madison, but yeah, I think he's fine. I mean, according to Instagram, he's back with his ex-girlfriend Camilla now, so who knows? Yeah, and Madison and Ish are still going strong, apparently, so good for them. Shout out to you guys, because I know they were listening last week, so we appreciate that. And then we have Kara and Garrett, which is the thing I care least about.
So boring.
I mean, what are they doing?
I'm glad it's over. It's over, yeah.
But don't you think we're going to be subjected to more arguments and drama between the two of them?
Yeah. So they break up, and then immediately, well, Kara brought it up. She said, mm-hmm. We should go on a break. And then it was like 5 seconds later, and she's like, so we're hooking up with other people, right? And he didn't like that. But she did not even wait that long.
Nope.
You could tell she was just thinking about it.
I wonder who she wants to hook up with.
Yeah.
Ooh. Probably some guy we don't know. Yeah. Apparently, Garrett loves her.
Yeah, I didn't see that coming.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't feel any love there.
Mm-mm. He says he's going crazy right now. I'm like, that makes two of us, Garrett. I don't want to watch you guys anymore. It's not fun. But I think what's going to happen is, like, they're on a break and I'm sure Kara or Garrett or one of them will hook up with someone else, and then it'll be over, and then it'll just, you know, move on to a different storyline. So, and then we get Ish leaving to go to Canada.
Bye, Ish. But the weird thing, who was saying, Madison was saying that, oh, he's like a real adult, so he has
Oh, Juliet and her voiceover.
Oh, Juliet was saying that. But that was so funny because, like, 25-year-olds should be real adults.
Yeah.
Like,
I know.
They should all be having real jobs and having to go places.
And other influencers. Well, we were watching this and we're like, this is life. Like, you have to, I mean, I guess Juliet's right out of school, so she's figuring out her life. But also, let's not pretend like Madison isn't going to fly to Canada to see Ish
for
6 months.
She's like, 6 months? You can go see him.
Yeah. I mean, come on. If, like,
I'm sure
in a long-distance relationship, like, and I'm sure they have more money than we do, so it's, they can figure it out. You know, I've been in long-distance relationships and been able to see the person I was with, you know, because I'm crazy. I just can't go that long without seeing somebody. 6 months. I've only been dating for 5 months, according to Madison.
It's a long time.
Yeah, it's a long time. So, oh, and then we get the party.
The fight.
Party slash fight. So, I noticed the food.
You did?
I did. I noticed a cheese plate. I noticed a cheese plate with brie on it.
Laura loves a good cheese plate.
I do love a good cheese plate. And I'm thinking to myself, are any of these people going to eat the cheese on the cheese plate, or is it going to
probably
go to
not
waste? I really want that cheese. Anyway.
We could dumpster dive for it.
Okay. I'll get my gloves on. The theme of the party is rosé all day. Thoughts?
Basic, but whatever.
I do love rosé.
I mean, rosé all day, that was everyone's Instagram caption like 2 years ago.
I know, but this is TV. Like, it catches up to Instagram at a pretty slow pace.
Ugh.
So, yeah. Brandon seems fine, honestly. Like, he doesn't seem sad. He seems like he's pretty good with Amanda now. I think he's okay. Chloe calls Robbie con artist Hayes. Okay. There's cupcakes too. I wrote down all the food stuff. I like food. Garrett walks in looking pretty happy. He's got like a big smile on his face because Kara's not there. Kara's not invited because Kelsey doesn't like her. Basically, no one likes her except Chloe. And what did you think, Anna, of Brandon's toast?
Oh, it was so bad. It was so bad. It was a weird rap, but he wasn't even rapping. Yeah. Something about girls on the key go both ways, which, first of all, none of the girls on the show are ever like shown or talk about hooking up with women. The show is so hetero.
Well, except Canvas, but she's not on this season, so it's like, yeah, I mean, they don't go both ways.
They don't.
As far as we know,
maybe they do and they don't show it.
Maybe they don't show it.
It's a very heteronormative show.
I feel like they make generalized statements about like things that happen on the key, quote unquote, that like never actually happen in real life or even on the show. But Juliet's hair looked great at this party. That's a whole other thing.
Extensions.
Yes. And so then Robbie walks in and he rolls in with a 65-inch TV.
Weird.
New housewarming gift. How come no one ever got
Must
that for
be
us?
Nice. Yeah, seriously.
Like, I'm waiting.
When I moved in.
Yeah.
You didn't even get me a present.
I didn't. I'm sorry. I didn't get you. Was I supposed to?
I mean, it's all.
Did you get
water
me a present?
I moved into your house.
True. Well, that's a whole other thing. I'm trying to. Yeah, I guess that would have been appropriate. Oh, well.
It's okay. I forgive you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Do you like how they have the spliced in scenes, like the montage scenes of like everyone dancing and like drinking out of a bottle at the party, but there's like 12 people there?
That is really funny. Yeah, there's like 10 people there. And then, you know, they probably just had to do that for the B-roll, you know?
Probably.
Like, but it didn't seem natural at all.
It's like the same like filter that you use when they're filming clubbing.
Yeah.
At a party that's happening during the day.
Like at someone's house.
Yeah. Yeah. Funny. So then we kind of cut to the the scene of Kara and her friend Victoria getting massages, which looks nice, I guess. Yeah, and Victoria says to Kara, like, in the thing that I think someone had to say to her a long time ago, like, you and Garrett are not meant to be for each other. It's very obvious. And Kara goes, oh, I know, but I feel bad. Poor little G baby.
I feel bad.
Yeah. And then Juliet basically tells Garrett that, like, Kara's probably going to, you know, hook up with other guys. And then Jared asks Kelsey out on a date.
There are so many awkward things that happened. That was also awkward. She looked like she did not want to.
Yeah. I mean, they had that thing last year, but it wasn't even really a thing. It was more like she kissed him a couple times, but she had a boyfriend. So I don't think she's into him. But then Juliet overhears Chloe and Amanda talking about Robbie, and they go talk outside. And that's where the craziness starts. So, all right, why don't you walk us through this part?
So it started with Chloe saying, you're just not a good friend. You call me all the time about your problems, but you never call to ask how I'm doing. And then Juliet starts to make it about Alex, which was a good point because, I mean, come on, Chloe probably is just mad about Alex. And then just out of nowhere, okay, I feel like the fight wasn't even that contentious. And then Juliet just starts, like, putting her, or did Chloe put her hand in Juliet's face?
So Juliet was, Chloe, I felt like, was very calm and trying to be rational.
She really was. She had, it seemed like she had her argument planned out.
She said, I'd like to ask you a question if that's okay. And she said things. And then Juliet's kind of like waving her hand in Chloe's face, and Chloe smacks the hand out of her face because, like, as she alludes to later, someone has punched her in the face before, so she doesn't want that to happen again. And that's when Chloe kind of turns away and Juliet stands up and, like, grabs her hair and is, like, pulling her hair.
I was screaming when this was happening. I was like, what are you guys doing? And she hits her in the head.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah. Did not see that coming.
And then let's talk about how Robbie was reacting to all of this.
Oh, my God. Well, Robbie, like, what? Because then Chloe walks out of the house. And then Amanda gets in Juliet's face. And that's when Robbie's, like, clapping. He's, like, clapping.
Like, what are you doing? Why are you clapping?
Like, he's, like, egging Juliet on, I guess.
Oh, I love when my girlfriend hits other girls in the face.
Oh, my God.
What is wrong with you, psycho?
I don't know. But so then they're, like, restraining Amanda, restraining Juliet. Juliet screams, you were my friend, which is what we saw her screaming in the promo at the beginning of the season. Kelsey asks her to leave. Jared's like, Robbie, why are you clapping? So inappropriate.
Just the whole thing.
So inappropriate.
Made no sense. But what doesn't make sense is that Amanda was getting so aggressive. Being like, get off of her. Amanda, you were the one who broke Chloe's nose before. Why are you acting like this?
I know.
She has no right to do that.
And that's what Juliet says. She's like, you broke her nose before. And Amanda's like, yeah, well, I've been down that road and you don't want to go down that road with her. It's like, okay, Amanda.
She was saying that Chloe could beat up Juliet, but Juliet couldn't beat up Chloe.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I definitely have my money on Chloe in a fight.
Absolutely. And then when Juliet shoves Amanda, Amanda goes like, oh my God. She, like, loves it. She's like, are you really going to try to, like, shove me right now? Because, dude, Amanda has got to be scrappy. Like,
yeah.
I mean, she already broke Chloe's nose. She could mess you up. So you got to be careful, I think. And then, of course, Robbie's telling, and then, of course, when Amanda leaves, Robbie's telling Juliet, you're bigger than that. You're so much better than them. And she's, like, sobbing and, like, crying.
But even through that, he was just being so shallow. He was like, oh, you're so pretty, even when you're crying. For the fact that
Yeah, he says, I was scared to see you cry, but you still look pretty. I mean, ugh, whatever, Robbie. He's just annoying. Very, very, very shallow. But yeah, so then that's basically it, except for Kara shows up to pick up Chloe and Madison and take them home. And I mean, looking forward, it looks like in the teaser, Chloe's going to file some sort of report.
Yes. We checked up on that. There was no arrest or anything. We are seeing if we can get our hands on the incident report, if they even filed it. I kind of doubt they actually filed one.
Yeah, it would be weird if an actual crime was committed on the set of a TV show. Like, don't you think the show would be liable? Like, would they actually allow that to happen?
Probably not. They are probably just doing that to get stuff hyped up. But we will let you guys know.
Yeah.
We are journalists, after all.
Yeah, this is like
a podcast on the side.
This is what we do for fun. but that did lead to us looking up some of the cast members'
arrest records. Pretty
and
funny.
It's just funny because most of them have like speeding tickets and driving stuff. Nothing except for Polly, who has 4 pages worth of stuff with Sarasota County. But yeah, that was pretty funny. I mean, there were a couple of marijuana possessions under there.
Yep.
I didn't look too closely. I was surprised I didn't see anything about public drunkenness or anything.
No, surprisingly.
But, yeah.
All of them are terrible drivers, though.
I know. Well, yeah, it's kind of funny, like expired registration, stuff like that. Well, kids, what are you going to do? What are you going to do with them? But yeah, that's pretty much it. So it looks like Alex comes back next week. So are you excited?
For the drama, yes.
Do you think Polly's going to come back?
Isn't he getting kicked off the show?
I have no idea. He keeps posting those Instagrams about like people being like, where's Polly? Where's the star of the show? So I don't know.
Of course he thinks he's the star of the show.
Oh, yeah. That's his whole thing. He's like the real star of the show. Love my fans.
Oh, God.
Last week he called our friend Carlos Lois Lane.
Oh, yeah.
Because he tweeted something that was like, oh, no Polly. It gives me a sense of schadenfreude. And Polly responded, okay, take it easy, Lois Lane. But what he didn't realize is it was me that wrote that. Carlos just didn't attribute it to me on Twitter. But yeah, whatever. It was kind of funny that he wasn't there, star of the show. But anyway, any final thoughts?
Just looking forward to see what's up with the police incident.
Yeah, we're going to do some digging on that and we'll get back to you guys. In addition to anything interesting that we were able to find in background check reports, Sarasota County stuff. All right, well, thanks for listening, guys. And we'll see you again next week.